We as dads, we sit down with our families and we just say, okay, how can we help?
So I'm gonna stand up, be a man, guard my family by God's command. I'm gonna stand up, be bold, guard their hearts, their minds, and their soul. I'm gonna stand up, stand strong, stand in the faith no matter what goes on. I'm gonna stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. It's hard to think the way I am, but it's a godly thing to be a family man.
Yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Hey, Scott, we've got a special guest with us today. We've got John Hannigan with Celebrate Kids. And John, I'm just going to have you say hi.
Hi.
Okay, because you're going to hear another voice and you're going to like, well, who is that? Now you know who that is. We have John on the show to talk about a great opportunity, but we've got some Christmas stuff to talk about. And I'll just hit you right off the bat, John. John, do you have your wife's Christmas present yet?
No.
But you're thinking about it. You're pondering that.
You know, I have the blessing of my wife's best friend is also my assistant. So she will probably inform me as to what I'm buying.
Okay, I got that. Is a good person to have. That is
I need
a good
one of those.
Scott,
right? Bonus.
Yeah, Scott doesn't have that. So, and some of us dads don't have it. In fact, I'm doing good because I got one of those. I ordered something on December the 2nd, and it did not ship until like just a day ago from a major store. And I was like, why is it not shipping? They told me I'd get it in 3 days, and. But it's on its way today, and as soon as this podcast is over, I'm going to go pick up something else. So I'm feeling good about that. But dads, you know, if you haven't, don't get caught watching the paint dry. You know, don't get to the end and go, sorry, honey, I didn't have time. Because that is a lame excuse for lame dads. And my kids use it on me all the time. Like, Dad, I'm sorry I forgot your birthday. And I'm like, well, you only had 365 days. So, you know, I understand. So... because you want your wife to feel like you care. All the other wives in the whole world are talking about what their husbands got them. I remember, and I probably share this every year, but I remember one time at church, it was right after Sunday, and this wife who's kind of a, and I can say this because she'll never hear this, but, you know, she's not a real wowsy, dowsy, you know, she's just kind of a steady eddy mom. She got a ring from her husband, and she said, you know, I've always wanted to be the wife who said, my husband got me a ring. And I could just, she wasn't bragging. She was beaming. And I think, you know, it wasn't a fancy ring. It wasn't a $10,000 diamond. It was just her husband cared enough to get her a ring. And she would probably have been one of those moms who said, I don't really care for jewelry. But, you know, when your wife says, I don't really, they're lying to you.
I think you talked. That was my mom that you talked to.
No.
And it was a $99 Zales special.
Probably. And I know for some people, $99 is a lot. But I know my wife bought this ring for her friend who has a lot of money. I mean, she could have the $10,000. They could easily do a $10,000 ring. And my wife bought her this little ring at Kohl's, I think. And it was like $14.99, and she wore that instead of because she liked it, you know, just because my wife knew kind of what she liked. So it doesn't have to cost a lot, Dad.
It's funny that you say that because we, you know, we came from a business and we did very well in business. And I would buy Melissa's my wife. I would buy her these amazing, extravagant gifts, right? Like, oh, here's a purse that is more than most people make in a month, right?
Right.
Or whatever. And she was like, thanks. And I'm like, why are you not excited? Like, no. I just spent all this money on you. And she's like, I don't like those things. And now, like, I'll bring home, you know, like something stupid. Like, I'll pick up deodorant because I know she's right, at deodorant at the store. And she's like, thank you so much. And I'm like, it's deodorant. Like, really? But we know that, like, I know that she needs it. I know that she, you know, she wants a specific scent.
Right.
And so it's the little things. I think sometimes as dads, we overthink it and we're like, but we have to have this big extravagant. No, our wives just want to know that they're known.
But what
we
John
got
is not
all
saying,
our wives are getting deodorant this
so
year.
What John is not saying is do not make this a deodorant Christmas. He's not saying that.
I'm not saying that.
I don't know, honey. I heard it on the Family Man show that we were supposed to get this because you like it.
Too late. I'm on my way to the store.
John's exactly right. John's exactly right. You know, when I do something, I unload the dishwasher and my wife without, you know, just because it was full. And my wife seems so appreciative over those things. And sometimes the things that we do, because I think this is what she wants, don't always land so well. Hey, one more Christmas item. And Scott, I know John Thompson, Family Man, wrote in and said, we have been remiss. And I'm pretty sure we've never used that word on this show before, so we need to add that to the list. We have a list, John, of words we've never said on the show before. So remiss is probably one of those. Though we've not talked about the gavel or the gavle goat. And John, you may not know what the gavle goat is, but I don't know.
It's Gävle.
Gävle goat. Yes. It's in Sweden. This town called Gävle builds this gigantic straw goat. And I don't know how Scott and I found it, but years ago, and this is like, I don't know, maybe 50 feet tall, maybe a little bit taller than that. It's a tradition. But every year, early on, an arsonist would burn it down, you know, sometime during the month of December.
Well, and somehow it was a Christmas, it's some sort of symbol of Christmas. I still don't know how it's a symbol of Christmas. It's a goat.
Is it terrible that that's the first thing I thought was, oh, someone's going to burn this down? Oh.
And they do. They have done it. And it's usually some inebriated tourist.
American.
guilty Americans.
Good Americans.
Who burn it down. But for the last couple of years, it's survived. But they have a live goat cam. So I check in probably at least twice a day, hoping that I'll see the smoldering remains. Because one year, Scott told me, Todd, it's smoldering. And I went and it was gone. They had taken it off the air. So I missed that year.
Yeah, I tuned in one time and it was like literally just the charred remains and it was still smoking. It was quite a moment. But the funny thing is I kind of agree with the people who don't want it to burn. Except that no one would know about it if it didn't burn. So.
Exactly.
And apparently there's a little brother of the goat. There's a smaller version somewhere in the town that one has burned this year.
So
I, you know, we'll still keep checking. But
those who follow the Gävle goat are kind of secretly hoping that somebody will.
Well, John said he has 6 coworkers checking every day, half on Team Todd rooting for the Christmas symbol to survive, and the other half on Team Scott rooting for it to burn.
Oh, really? Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome.
So we'll see.
So that sounds like a contest in the making. Okay, enough about that. Like you already heard him, John, we've got a special guest. And John contacted me yesterday morning, and you know, I saw his number in my phone. I thought, oh, no, what's he want now? And
that is not true because I called you from a new number.
Oh, but it still has those phones still know who you are. It says probably Jonathan Hannigan. But John's had a amazing idea because, you know, this past weekend, Scott, I don't know if you remember the night of the tornado that hit down, you know, down in the southern Midwest. The night that it happened, it was unseasonably warm up here in northern Indiana. And in the middle of the night, I heard thunder. And we never hear thunder in December. And my kids said, Dad, did you see the lightning? It was incredible. Well, the next morning, we hear that there were some terrible tornadoes and really a huge loss of life, huge loss of property. And, you know, like most people listening or watching it, we thought, oh, that's terrible. And then we went to McDonald's that day. You know, or we continued on our life
for them.
I know. And it's terrible. But John, God spoke to him, you know, at least in his heart and said, I got something you can do. So, John, why don't you take it from there?
Okay. So, you know, I'm the executive director of Celebrate Kids, which is for some of you dads, your wives probably read her books. Dr. Kathy Cook, they have great smarts and she speaks.
May have heard her on Focus on the Family. I've heard her a couple times.
Several times. Focus on the Family. And so she founded her ministry in 1991. And so I came on last year as the executive director. So, you know, here I am and I'm sitting here thinking, you know, as a churchgoer, when the earthquakes in Puerto Rico happened, I was there in like 3 days, like flying down, checking on people. What are you doing?
I'm looking at your sign behind you. It says Merry Christmas. Oh. Welcome to
CK Jacks.
CK Jacks.
Todd, try and focus Jackson. Here, Todd. Okay.
Okay.
We're in office today. We have people working.
Well, you can't see this because this is audio only. But I mean, he's talking about being the executive director, and he's sitting here with a baseball cap on backwards. And I'm thinking, he doesn't look like an executive. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted this great story. So you went to Puerto Rico.
Gosh, it wasn't even a commercial. So I went to Puerto Rico to help. And so I'm sitting there the other morning, and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, now we're involved in this new community, right? We're in the homeschool community. My wife and I have homeschooled for 4 years. We say, we were not a part of the community for the first couple of years, right? But now we are.
And I should say, John, that there are a lot of people who are not homeschoolers who are listening. But you know what? A year ago, they were all part of the homeschooling community. So you're still part of the team.
So you're still on team. We want to help people. Really, that's what we're looking at. So what we realized is that, families, as I was doing some research, God was laying on my heart, like, let's do something to help these families, these tornado victims. And I started researching, and I didn't know it blew my mind, Todd, that like divorce rates increase 30 to 50% after a natural disaster. I figured, domestic violence, child abuse, things like that go up. But to know that people literally get to the point of divorce, right? And we all know biblically where divorce stands and when we should or should not. And you and I are both on team should not, right?
Mm, right.
So
staying married, hashtag.
Staying married, hashtag staying married. So we came up with, I just started calling people, and you were on my list because you're one of those people that I know cares about ministry and cares about discipleship. And I thought, when FEMA leaves and when all these organizations leave in 30 to 45 days, these people are left with nothing, right? And no one. And so can we be the hands and feet of Christ, right? Can we go out and minister to people and serve people? And so we've put together this landing page called homeschoolrelief.org. You don't have to be a homeschooler, but if you want to help impact families, what we're doing is we're providing a weekend of rest. And so it's come for the weekend. We're going to bring 100 families to one location south of Nashville to a hotel there where they can kind of let their hair down, if you will, and get some encouragement from a huge lineup of speakers. We've got more speakers coming on every day. HSLDA, which is a homeschool organization, they're giving a compassion grant to every family member. But really, we wanted to be the catalyst of pulling people together and saying, hey, this is how we can serve people. Not just, oh, hey, we're going to go fix your house and then kind of leave you on your own in your now empty house or whatever. But we're going to actually walk alongside you for the course of a year and help minister and disciple families back to where they need to be, knowing that their security comes from Christ and from that foundation and not from the material. Because as someone who has had, we went through a flood a couple of years ago with the hurricane, my wife and I did. And as someone who has had a lot and then it gets taken away quickly, you have to very quickly realize that it's not about what you can do or what you can protect or what you can save. It's about what God's doing for you, right? Mm-hmm. And so really, that's the focus of this whole event is how do we get people back to that place out of blaming God? Because a lot of people will blame God after this, right? After a natural disaster, they're like, God, why did you do this to me? Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, is like a super kind of self-centered way to think, because it's like, God, why did you do this to me? Let alone the 10,000 other people. Just you that God did it to. But how do we get them out of that mindset and back to the God that we know, the God that's true, the God of the Bible. So,
I mean, in a day and a half, you've not thrown together, because this website doesn't look just like thrown together. It's really pretty amazing. You've given them a couple of opportunities to be involved. How can they be involved?
So you can be involved in a variety of ways. What we're telling people is that you can pray, give, and go. So obviously, first and foremost, I think praying is easy, right? And as fathers, as the head of the household, we are called to lead our children and to lead our house. And so I think praying with your family, getting the kids involved and saying, hey, let's pray for these victims. Let's pray specifically for families. As we work to kind of add to this list, we will have kind of a bio of each family, like not specific names and all of that, but like, hey, family one is, you know, two kids, da da da. So pray specifically right now, pray that we raise the money that we need to raise. We're looking to raise $150,000 total, $100,000 of that coming from single donations from people. You can pray, you can give. So like I said, you know, there's a landing page, homeschoolrelief.org. Go to give now. You're actually giving to Celebrate Kids, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. So you will get a tax letter next year. So it is a charitable contribution, which is helpful to people. And you can give, you know, any amount helps. Like, I think the lowest thing we have set up, I thought it was $10. It's $25. $25 feeds a family for one meal, all the way up to, you know, what we have programmed is $1,000. And then we have a custom button, because I know there are probably people that listen to you, Todd, that can afford to give $5,000 out of their business, or even personally, or $10,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can.
And so, you know, do that and then go. We will have, once we figure out the details, this has all happened in 2 days, basically, right? Mm-hmm. So once we finish and figure out the details of this weekend, we will have opportunities for people to volunteer to minister to these families. We also are looking for, and Todd, this is, you know, for this podcast where it's men, I would love to find some men who can check in on and walk alongside some of these men throughout the next year. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, you know, I have this, you know, as a dad in my late 30s now, I know I'm young. You know, but as a dad,
I got shoes older than that.
I know. Well, you know, you almost have kids older than that, I feel like.
I know.
But that's, you know, as a dad in my late 30s, like, I look around and I go, I don't have a lot of close guy friendships, right? Mm-hmm. And so to provide them someone who they can bounce ideas off of, or go, okay, I'm really struggling with this, or I'm really dealing with, you know, trying to figure this out. Because dads, our job is to provide and protect. Like, that's what we really bring into ourselves, is like, we are the provider and protector. And so when we lose the ability to provide, because maybe we lost our job or something like that with this storm, and now they can't protect, they weren't able to protect the house that's now destroyed or has to be remodeled or whatever, they've lost their identity in a lot of ways, right? And so, again, if we can help them find security in Christ, if we can help them reestablish their identity as a man of God and move from there, then we can help affect these families and really, in turn, affect the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. And so that's really, that's a long-winded way of saying what my passion is. And so there we go. So, well, give and then go.
I think what's neat is that it feels very focused. Sometimes when, you know, something big happens, it feels a little insurmountable sometimes. Mm-hmm. You think, you know, 10,000 families are affected, or 1,000 families. But we're talking about a pretty specific group. And really, for dads who are listening who are homeschoolers, you know what they feel like, you know, because right. I don't know how on an insurance form you say, I lost a pair of scissors, and, you know, that book that I bought about the Todds, you know, or whatever. And those are hard to replace. And because, like you said, John, for a lot of the people, they lost their home. But for homeschoolers, you lost your home and your school. So,
right. You lost your home, your school. If you lost your place of worship, you know, there you go. Right. You kind of have the trifecta of where kids go. Where do kids go? They go to home and they go to school. They go to worship. But specifically, it was put on me again last night that we were talking about scissors last night, right, Todd, on your other podcast. But it's true. Like, I bought scissors 4 years ago when we started homeschooling. If I had to replace everything that Melissa has bought in 4 years for homeschooling, we're talking probably, you know, I mean, it's a lot of, it's not,
it's cheap. A lot, right.
You know, someone posted the other day an article, and this is like totally off the subject, but it's on the subject of it's expensive. This lady posted, and she's like, you know, we made a decision to homeschool because it was cheaper. And I laughed out loud when I read it, because I was like, dude, listen, I have public schooled and private schooled my kids, and now I homeschool. It ain't cheaper.
Right.
Everything is a field trip. Everything is, oh, we're studying about this culture, so I went to World Market and bought all these different foods, right?
Yeah. Like,
so you don't think about the years and years and years that you've put into all of the curriculum and all of that. I think what's really cool, Todd, is that most of the curriculum companies have said that they'll replace the curriculum for us, for every family that's affected. Mm. A lot of the homeschool speakers are willing to come and help serve these families at their cost. Some of them are even donating, you know, on top of that. And so it's like, you're seeing the community be the hands and feet of Christ. We talk a lot about how we're different. We talk a lot about how we're, you know, even as Christians, we talk about how we're different, but when do we put our money where our mouth is, right? And so when does talk become action? And this is an opportunity, whether it's, you know, $10 or $10,000, this is an opportunity for you to take action and help serve others.
There's also another way that you haven't mentioned, but you've got it on your website, that if the dad knows of someone who might have a need, that they may not hear about this. They may not know how to contact, or maybe they're not on some kind of homeschool list somewhere. On that same homeschoolrelief.org, there's a little form you can fill out. It doesn't ask for a lot of information, just a name and an email address. And, you know, that they could contact them and say, hey, can we help you? Or what are your needs? I think that's a great opportunity.
Yeah, I love that. We want to help as many people as possible. You know, our goal is 100 families. We know there are probably more out there, but our goal is, like you said, focused. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't, I don't want to be a shotgun, right? I'd rather be a sniper rifle right into the heart. Oh, that sounds bad. I'd rather be a sniper rifle right into the heart of 100 families. No. But, you know, 100 families, we really want to affect them and help grow them and be with them and walk this journey together. So.
Right. And so, Dad, I'm just going to just encourage you because, again, on their website, homeschoolrelief.org, there's a picture of a house that's just obliterated. You know, it's got piled up trash. It's got this gaping hole in the side of it. And inside, you see this Christmas tree that's standing. And, you know, this is a, I don't know, just a terrible, if there's ever a good time for something to happen, this is not it. This is just a terrible time as we're going into Christmas, and you think of all the things that they were anticipating are over. And, you know, maybe a great opportunity for us who've been given a great gift, that we as dads, we sit down with our families and we just say, okay, how can we help? You know, maybe we could give up something. Maybe we don't even have to give up anything. Maybe we just write the check because it, you know, and again, I know for some of you dads listening, it's not a big deal. You just have to take the time. So I just want to encourage you to do that. I know I've already had the conversation with my wife this morning. I said, we need to do something, and we'll continue that conversation and then we'll do something. And again, the website has made it super easy. If you want, you know, like John said, a tax deductible gift, it's all that. And if you don't care, it's still that. So there you go. Well, Jonathan, and I know I'm the only person who calls him Jonathan. I don't know why. I don't know. He introduced me or something. Somehow I heard Jonathan there and then it stuck. But John, Johnny, how about just maybe a last word for the dads who are listening?
Well,
it better be good. That's all I can say.
I know. Well, I'm like, okay, well, now I'm on the spot. You know what? I will share this. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Mm. And I think in this season, like you said, with everything going on with these people who have lost everything, I think we have to remember that we do have a place where we can find rest, and it is in Christ. And our goal for this whole initiative, for everything we're doing, is to let these people see that they can find rest in Christ. Mm. So men, you find your rest there, help your kids find their rest there, and let's help some other people find their rest. Amen. In the arms of Jesus.
How about we just pray right now? Father, we just pray for all these dads. I'm going to pray specifically for the dads, that they would be able to lead their families towards you. And I pray for all the dads listening right now, that you would just put in our hearts, not a whether we should or shouldn't give, but how much we should give. Because you even said, if we see our brother in need and don't do anything, the love of Christ isn't in us. And I pray that, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for John listening to you and putting it into action. And we pray, Father, that this would be a Christmas for all these families, that they would never, ever forget, and that they would see you in it so, so clearly. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of it. And we pray it in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, hey, John, thanks for joining us. And we're going to have to, we may have to come together again, like maybe sometime early, mid-January, and see how it's going. See if there's anything else we can do. So, sounds good.
Yeah, go buy your wife some deodorant.
And then tell her, John told me to.
Thanks, Todd.
The last of the romantics. Thanks, John, for being on the show. Well, Scott, I don't know about you, but I'll tell you, it's easy to see all those pictures and feel really compelled. And then, you know, the iron cools and you've done nothing. And that I fear for that, you know, for myself, not for you or for the other dads, but, you know, that I'll go, yeah, I should do something. We've got to do something. You know, we can give some money or I should pray. And then, you know, not very much time passes and I've done nothing, including praying. So, Dad, can I just challenge you again? Maybe tonight, strike while the iron is still hot, or do it right now. You know, text your wife and say, hey, there's this opportunity. Can we do something? And, you know, on the website, you can even leave a little note and that will be sent along as well. But I think this is a good thing. I don't get involved in everything because there's always an everything. There's always something. But I think this would be a good thing for us to do. So, and I like I like John. I like the company they work for. And I believe in them and I trust them. And all the money is going to this cause, nothing else. So there you go. Well, Dad, hey, have a great weekend. This is the weekend before Christmas. I mean, I'm almost like, I cannot believe it. I just can't believe it. And
is it really?
Is the weekend before Christmas.
I thought I had two more weekends.
You don't have two more weekends.
Ah!
That's right, right? So this Saturday.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I mean, we're 10 days from Christmas right now. So, you know, if you haven't gotten your wife a present, do it now. I'm telling you, I would not even mess with online things because you ain't going to get it because they're slow. Even though you can still, today's
Deodorant's
Thursday.
Deodorant's looking better and better.
Deodorant? No. Yeah, right. You know, if you do that, that will be forever remembered as the deodorant Christmas.
She will never forget this gift.
Ever. Your kids will never forget. If you still need a You to Dad daily calendar, you can order one yet today as you listen to this on Thursday, maybe even Friday, and we will get it right out. We'll go priority mail. So if you put that off, I thought about charging you extra, but I won't. Again, I've got less than 100 calendars left. That's it. And probably after today, I'll have less than 50. Or actually, by the end of the show, I may have less than 50. So you might want to do it if you're planning to do it. But make sure you do something as a family. If you've been super, super busy, it's time not to be super, super busy. You know, start to put the brakes on and enjoy these coming days because the time is so, so precious and it's so fleeting. In fact, and it will be on the Family Man Weekly this week, I was stumbled on Facebook across this post and it was by a mother and she was talking about her daughter's birthday. And I knew right away it was about a daughter who'd already gone to heaven because it said today would have been her 28th birthday. And then her next comment was the tornado has stirred things up again. And I thought, man, did this woman, because I knew her name. I thought, her name was Kathy Tittle. And I thought, or Carrie Tittle, I'm sorry. And I thought, did she just lose a daughter? And so I looked and I remembered in 2014, so 6 years ago, it was, you know, just a normal day and there was a storm and they were taking pictures of the lightning and this tree crashed in their yard, huge tree fell over and they all scrambled and boom, the house basically exploded. And minutes later, she saw her husband and two of her 9 children were dead. I mean, I'm going to guess it wasn't a pretty sight because she knew right then they were dead. And I just think, wow, you know, those things happen. They happened in Kentucky this past weekend, and they could happen at your house this weekend, this week. And so you take advantage of these times and you look at those kids and you be so, so thankful that you could be their dad. Okay. So have a good weekend and we'll talk to you one more time before the big day. And don't forget, you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad.
Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at Scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Stop.